story of Jesus and his birth is pretty well known. So how do we keep it fresh when we preach and teach about it when it comes around, especially to Christmas every year? That's what this series is all about. So welcome, I'm Malcolm, it's Teaching Tip 390 and part two of the series, How to Prepare Christmas Lessons. Today, explore fresh angles. Now, last week we talked about our starting point, beginning with finding our own personal conviction and inspiration through reflection on scripture and personal prayer. Once we've done that, we're ready to consider our approach to what we want to say. So let me offer you three ideas today with the idea of exploring fresh angles. Number one, character focus. Character focus of the Christmas story. Why not highlight lesser discussed figures, people that aren't as often profiled? We'll talk about Mary, we'll talk about various people, but what about Simeon? What about Anna? What about Joseph himself? What about focusing on them and their experiences? For inspiration into that, you might like to look at articles, which I've put one in as a footnote in the show notes here. Articles from other places like Biblical Archaeology website, which will give you ideas about some of those lesser known and often lesser preached characters. So focus on a different character that people may not expect you to focus on in your lesson. That's number one. Number two, themes. Why not explore themes? Not just the story of what actually happened in the Nativity, as valuable as that is, and of course you need to mention it and talk about it, but why not explore a theme that comes out of the Nativity story, like hope, or humility, the humility of God to deign to become flesh, the joy that's offered in so many of the passages that are around the issue of the Nativity, or perhaps the faithfulness of God, his patience with humankind. For example, if you want to take the theme of hope as an example, you could look at Romans 15, 12 to 13. I won't go into this now. You can look this up. Romans 12, 13, 15, 12, and 13 could be illuminated by looking at Isaiah 11, 10 and 11. So you're looking at the theme of hope there, tying together Old Testament with New Testament, linking it to the Nativity. That's a passage that talks about the root of Jesse. And the root of Jesse has come, born into our world, so that what? We abound in hope. Look at those passages, Romans 15, 12 to 13, Isaiah 11, 10 to 11. That's one example, but there are many others if you look at a theme. The third way you could look at this with a fresh angle is connections. What kind of connections are we talking about? Well, show how the Christmas story fulfills perhaps Old Testament prophecies. I've put quite a list in the show notes, so have a look at some of those. There are lots of them that either speak specifically of the prophecy of a Messiah or generally around the promise of God doing a new thing and a wonderful thing at the right time. One of the most inspiring things about the Nativity is seeing it in the bigger picture of God's big project, if you like. So you can help your congregation to pull back from the details of the Nativity, as fascinating and wonderful as they are, but perhaps just for a change, you might like to pull back from that, from the details of the story, to help your congregation to be awed by God's long-term plan. You might find those three suggestions useful. The Nativity story offers an abundance of opportunities to explore fresh angles that deepen our understanding and appreciation of the pivotal moment, the prime pivotal moment in history. So why not experiment this Christmas by taking a different angle to your Christmas lessons? It might be a bit of a risk, but at least it will be fresh, bringing freshness to the events of 2,000 years ago. So let me know what you think about that. And also, if you have a great tip for helping speakers prepare inspiring lessons around the Christmas story, please let me know. I will pass them on. Next time, we will explore the significance of engaging the imagination. That's for next time. If you have any comments, please leave them where we can see them. We learn best when we're learning in community. Do also consider joining us for AIM UK and Ireland as we begin next year with New Testament Survey. Let's learn God's word together so that we can teach others better. If you have any questions, drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines and sign up for my newsletter at my website, malcolmcox.org, please pass the link on to anybody you think might benefit. And remember, at all times, keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.